يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
O you who believe, spend out of what we have provided you before there comes a day when there will be no buying and selling. Nor will friendship and intercession be of any avail. Indeed, those who disbelieve are the wrongdoers.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, by whom all subsist, there is no God but He. Neither slumber seizes Him, nor sleep. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. Who is there who might intercede with Him, save with His leave? He knows what lies before them and what is hidden from them, whereas they cannot attain to anything of His knowledge, save what He wills them to attain. His dominion overspreads the heavens and the earth, and their upholding wearies Him not. He is all high, all glorious. His dominion overspreads the heavens and the earth. The Arabic term kursi signifies sovereignty, dominion, and authority. This verse is generally known as the verse of the throne, and it provides in one piece a knowledge of God without any parallel. No wonder it has been characterized in the hadith as the most excellent verse of the Quran.
لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
There is no compulsion in religion. The right way stands clearly distinguished from the wrong. Hence, he who rejects the evil ones and believes in Allah has indeed taken hold of the firm, unbreakable handle. And Allah, whom he has held for support, is all-hearing, all-knowing. There is no compulsion in religion.
The verse means that the Islamic system, embracing belief, morals, and practical conduct, cannot be enforced by compulsion. These are not things to which people can be yoked forcibly.
Hence, he who rejects the evil ones,
literally, taghut, plural, tawaghit, means anyone who exceeds his legitimate limits. In the Quranic terminology, however, it refers to the creature who exceeds the limits of his creatureliness and arrogates to himself Godhead and Lordship.
Allah waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out of every darkness into light. And those who disbelieve, their guardians are the evil ones. They bring them out of light, into all kinds of darkness. These are destined for the fire, and there shall they abide. And those who disbelieve, their guardians are the evil ones.
Here, Tagut has a plural connotation. This implies that by turning away from God, a man is subjected not to the tyranny of one, but to the tyranny of many Tavarit, evil ones.